host the first game of regional playoffs, and I'm at Taylorville High School, where the Taylorville Tornadoes are facing the Clinton Maroons. But the kids here are facing a bigger battle than the one on the basketball court. The school board has put a referendum before voters asking for a property tax increase. The district hasn't had a tax increase in 38 years and is now operating with a $1.3 million annual deficit. If the referendum fails, the district will eliminate all extracurricular activities and all elective classes.
My name's Melissa Livingston.
She's a mom, a substitute teacher, and one of the leaders of the referendum campaign.
I've got three boys. Our oldest is 21. He's a junior in college. And then we have twins that are 16 that are sophomores in our Taylorville High School. They're basketball players. We're about to tip off for our regional game here in just a few minutes.
In a quieter spot near the concession stand, she explained the referendum and what's at stake.
The referendum proposal is 85 cents per $100 of net assessed value of each individual's property.
And what's the current tax rate?
Actually, it's very low, but when we discuss it in our community, that our property tax rates are significantly lower than Payne and Kincaid. That's an eye-opener for our friends and neighbors.
So what's the budget situation of the school district right now?
Over the course of the last 10 years, Dusty, we have had three buildings closed. We've had 103 positions eliminated. There's nowhere else to cut.
So the school board has let it be known that if this referendum doesn't pass, extracurriculars will be cut.
That's right. The band program to the FFA program, all the student council, our yearbook, and JV athletics all the way down. The only thing that would be retained is varsity sports for 1 year, and then in 2018, varsity athletics are gone as well.
What would life in Taylorville be like without all those sports and bands and...
The total package, right. That's the whole education experience. It will be devastating. My kids are looking at having a senior year with courses available that they've already taken.
And what would it do to their prospects of playing college ball?
Oh, that'll be gone. It's heartbreaking. It's motivational. We're making every possible speaking engagement, addressing everybody we meet. A trip to the grocery store takes longer now than it used to because people approach me. And that's fine. It has to be fine because this has to pass.
Time for tip-off, she returns to the gym. A cheerleading coach has been supervising the concession stand, so I ask her about the referendum.
My name is Bridget Dre. I'm the junior varsity cheerleading coach.
What are you hearing from the property owners in this town?
I know, like, a lot of restaurants, it is a big expense for them because they do own, like, larger properties, and a lot of, like, the farmers around here, you know, if you own 100 plus acres, I mean, that adds up really quick.
She's not sure her opinion counts because she doesn't personally pay property taxes. Just 22 years old, she's still living with her mom.
At first, my mom was not for it because we do own farm ground. So for her, it is a big tax increase. But the more she's looked at it, now she's kind of shifted her views just because she doesn't want to see like these programs get cut. You know, it's because when she was in high school, the spring sports actually did get cut for a couple years. So she actually has seen this before, and now she's like kind of taking herself back, and she's like, you know what, no, like the money's worth it. As long as kids get to do stuff, that's still fun for them.
Back in the gym, I found a teacher willing to miss halftime to chat with me in the hallway.
My name is Tanya Goodrow, a PE teacher, coach, Taylorville High School and the junior high. Probably more importantly, I have a 15-year-old and a 11-year-old in the school district.
She supports the referendum, but what about other people in town?
There's a lot of people I've talked to, nobody wants it, but like all of our signs say, check yes for the kids, yes for the community. I think that most people that I've talked to totally understand that. It's when you get on, we have our local paper, we have a speak out column that people get on in Facebook. Those are the type of things that people really put their opinion out on, and me personally, it's hard to read because they don't understand why our teacher salary is so big. That's the big thing. You know, when somebody says a teacher's salaries are getting paid too much, you know they don't quite understand school finances.
The basketball game was close, and I didn't want to ask anyone to miss the action, but I couldn't leave without talking to at least a few kids, even though it's noisy in the gym.
I'm Reese Bergschneider. I'm a junior at Taylorville High School, and I'm also the student council president. I run cross country in the fall. I run track in the spring. I'm doing the school musical, Key Club. I'm part of Purple Rain.
What is Purple Rain?
It's our school spirit student section. Like the spirit club for our school. We go to all the football, basketball, and all the sporting events.
What would your senior year be like if this referendum doesn't pass?
I just honestly can't even imagine it. Just, it would be terrible not having these clubs and organizations, and just, it would be unbearable, just completely unimaginable.
What do you think it would do to your chances for where you're going to college?
It would decrease them extremely. Just without all the extracurricular opportunities I have right now and all the leadership opportunities I have, I wouldn't be up to the same level as any other person applying for any college.
Another kid was hanging around, and he really wanted to tell me what the referendum meant to him.
I'm Gabriel Goodwell.
Yep, this kid is the son of the PE teacher I talked to in the hall.
I'm a freshman in high school, and I'll be here for three more years until I graduate high school. I do marching band in the fall, concert band for some of the winter and spring, and we start all over again in the summer.
What do you play?
I play the trombone this year since I was in cadet band when I first did the trumpet.
So if all this stuff is cut, what will that leave you to do?
I would have no idea what to do if things were cut next year, if the referendum doesn't pass.
If you're thinking there's something a little different about Gabriel Goodrow, you're right. His mom later told me he's slightly autistic, but that's not the only way he's different.
Yes, he has perfect pitch. He started out in fifth grade playing the trumpet, but as a eighth grader, he picked up the trombone, and within 2 weeks, he was just playing. He was playing like he'd been playing for years. He loves music. Music is who he is. I mean, without music, Dad, I'm not sure what we would do.
The Taylorville Tornadoes won their game that night. As for the bigger fight, it will be on the April 4th ballot. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.